Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you. Later in the show, we'll talk a bit about the big David Foster Gala coming up. And Judy Feinstein is here for the whole hour. How are you, Judy?
I'm great, Patty. Thanks for having me here.
You bet. And you have a big event coming up, Off the Grid, and that's going to be huge. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Also, Andrea Carey from Pisces is going to talk about how to get rid of that barbecue butt. Never heard of that one, but
no,
I think I've got it. Anyways, off the top, we're going to talk to Deborah Dane from Deborah Dane Design. I met Deborah when we were in L.A. in Malibu in October. How are you, Deborah?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for calling today.
Well, it's great to talk to you. I met you, Madison Hildebrand, of course, invited us to an event in Malibu, and you took care of the whole event, and it was an art exhibit for a charity. And tell us about the charity and how you got involved with that event.
Well, I had friends involved with Free Arts for Abused Children for years, and I've done several little things with them, volunteered here and there, and although I'm in and out of Los Angeles a lot, I don't live there full time, so I don't have the time to be able to spend a lot of time doing that. But in fact, when Madison came to when I first met Madison, it was because he was the listing agent for my friend's home, who is Michael Torrey, who designed and built the home. And Michael is a very avid supporter of Free Arts for Abused Children as well. Mm-hmm. And Madison wanted to have the home staged. And I said, I was going to be staging it. And I said, you know, I don't think we should put a stitch of furniture in this home. It's perched on the side of a hillside overlooking the beautiful Pacific Ocean, and it was a very contemporary layout, and it looked like a beautiful art gallery. And both Michael and I said together, we need to do a fundraiser and turn this into an art gallery. And we did it for Free Arts for Abused Children, and it was a collaborative event, and it was so successful, as you saw, and it kind of created a new paradigm in the staging business, I have to say. It was a win-win for everyone involved. And Madison ended up leasing and selling the home for Michael, and we raised money for the children. And it was just really a terrific thing. And I hope to be able to be doing more of that in the future.
And that's the best of everything, right, when you can do something positive for other people while you're being successful in your life.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even in that environment, as my job as a designer, it was my job to come in and help Michael sell his home. Mm-hmm. And I feel that by doing that event and by creating such a positive experience and positive vibration within the walls of that home, and also exposing it to so many people. We had hundreds and hundreds of people come through the home. It really helped sell the event, and it imbued that home with such a positive vibration that it feels good in the home. The home, you know, is organic, and it has its own energy, and now it's just such a positive thing for the family that lives there.
Yeah, it was a beautiful space for sure, and it felt the artwork really spoke to everybody. It was, and your husband had his artwork there as well. I think it was the boat picture.
Oh yes, absolutely. And I usually put his art in most of my design projects or stagings, because we print large scale on canvas, and he does digital photography. And when you print that large, the pieces look very painterly.
It was beautiful.
Thank you. We're up here outside of Aspen, and we've done a whole series of beautiful aspen trees that we print so large that they become life-size.
Wow,
and
cool.
It's perfect for the big homes up here.
Beautiful. So, now, your husband, too, he is a director. Tell us a bit about Mark and his movie he just had come out.
Well, there's actually been two this season. The first one being a documentary about menopause called Hot Flash Havoc.
And hey, I'm in that documentary.
Aren't we all? And actually, it's true. We all are, because the tagline of the movie is, if you are a woman or know a woman, you have to see the film.
And where can we see that, Deborah?
It's actually coming out in the theater soon. We've done about 39 openings all across the country, and it's in different cities all across the United States, and hopefully it will be on the shelves in pharmacies. You can go online. If you go to www.hot/havoc.com, you can order a DVD, and it's life-changing.
And that's so cool. And his other movie, like he likes subject matter that deals with real life issues, doesn't he? It seems.
Absolutely. It was really a project of love. My husband grew up in Brooklyn with his best friend since the first grade, who was a Shakespearean trained actor. And they moved out to Los Angeles, and they had started on this screenplay about 15 years ago. And it was finally made into a script. And Mark directed it last year, shot it and directed it, and stars Paul Benvictor. He's the guy that you see everywhere. He's been in dozens of films, hundreds of television shows. He's the most working actor on HBO.
Wow.
But you don't know, you know his face, but you don't recognize his name.
He's that guy.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
And that's what the movie is about. It's about a very talented actor that ends up being a potato chip spokesperson in L.A. because it's a well-paying job. And his life is just kind of spinning out of control until he really, you know, he overnight becomes the man he never knew he wanted to be. And it stars Ed Asner. It's Kelly Osbourne's first film.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, she's so darling.
Yeah.
She was just wonderful to work with. And Carol Kane, a lot of wonderful, it's an ensemble.
It's a huge cast.
It's a huge cast.
Yeah.
And we premiered at the Newport Beach Film Festival. Oh, we turned away hundreds of people, 600 people were standing on their feet cheering. It was such a nice feeling. And that should be in the theaters, we're hoping, by Thanksgiving. And the name of that film is Should Have Been Romeo.
Wow.
And the website for that is www.romeothemovie.com. And it's funny and delightful. And I have my little cameo dancing with Ed Asner.
Oh, fabulous, so Deborah.
Yeah, I got to be in there.
Now, your lives, you two seem like really, you're so nice, both of you, and so easygoing. But you seem to have a life that's filled with so many things. How do you keep some balance going there with between the movies and the decorating and traveling all over the world?
You know, I think the balance comes from having a centered home. And we are perched on the side of a beautiful mountain right outside of Aspen, and it really is our sanctuary. And we have an art studio here and a big office, and it really serves a purpose to kind of feed our inspiration and ground us. And then, you know, Marcus right now takes off tomorrow morning to Chicago. He's shooting a documentary on the Beach Boys. They have their 50th anniversary tour, world tour, and they're playing with people like U2 and now they've booked, they're going throughout Europe, and they're going to be playing with Paul McCartney and Ringo and Lady Gaga. And I mean, these guys are incredible, and it's their 50th anniversary, and Mark is shooting a documentary with them.
Well, and you seem to have the kind of life that most people would, you know, die for. It's, you know, meeting stars and all that, but you take them all as just the people they are, it seems to me.
Well, yes, and that's what exactly, you know, they are just people.
Yeah.
In my design career, I was fortunate enough to manage a showroom in Santa Monica that was next to the Ivy restaurant, which mm-hmm. is where all the paparazzis would hang out because all the celebrities were there. Well, we stayed out open almost till midnight every night because they would come in. And in turn, I was able to work with many, many, many. And when you're really, you know, creating their home environment, it's very, it's intimate. You get to know them. And they're simply people like you and I, and they've had the good fortune of, you know, creating exciting careers, and many of the most successful are the hardest working people I know.
But when it comes down to it, Deborah, like you and your husband, it's being centered and having that home life that we all go to, hopefully, and close those doors and have a nice space to be in. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about feng shui and your background. Back in a minute with Deborah.
Thank you. can't always count on the weather, but you can count on CFAX 1070 to get it right the first time, every time. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Integrity Sales is proud to announce they've been appointed as a
Husqvarna dealer,
carrying all Husqvarna power equipment, from brush cutters, weed eaters, chainsaws, lawnmowers, lawn tractors, to a full line of Husqvarna parts and accessories. Count on Integrity Sales to keep you working efficiently with the power of Husqvarna. Integrity Sales, your Greater Victoria authorized
Husqvarna dealer.
2180 Keating Cross Road, where the professionals shop.
Ken the Dauber Dobson was CFAX's longtime sportscaster. He was proud to support local athletics at all levels. And in his memory, CFAX 1070 and Metro Lexus Toyota present the annual Ken Dobson Athletic Scholarship. It's available to a graduating grade 12 student entering a recognized BC post-secondary institution. Other requirements apply as well. For an application form, go to CFAX1070.com or contact your local school principal. Submit it to CFAX by June 11th. The Ken Dobson Athletic Scholarship from Metro Lexus Toyota and CFAX.
Whatever our age, our basic needs never change. We need a safe, comfortable home, the warmth of a helping hand, the knowledge that we're cared for and respected. You can help by donating to the Greater Victoria Elder Care Foundation's 3Rs campaign. Reach out, respect, renew. Your gift will help renew care equipment and facilities, reach out to the community, and protect the respect our elders deserve. To donate, call 370-5664, online at gvef.org.
The road to school. The bridge you drive over to get to work. The highway overpass. Who will make sure they stay safe to use every day? Government-licensed engineers ensure highways are properly constructed and maintained and safe in the face of landslides and other seasonal emergencies. Without them, families may be at risk on BC highways and bridges. Tell the BC government that BC needs licensed professionals in the public service. Visit protectbc.ca. A message from the Professional Employees Association.
We are back in the studio with Judy Feinstein from YesBC. On the phone, we have Deborah Dane from Deborah Dane Designs. Deborah, you have a certain style. I think you like blending some old and new and creating a real vibe in a home. But you had some issues maybe with feng shui back in the early days when that was kind of the thing?
Oh, you know, then you must have read the Rob Report, a little article. It's so funny because I incorporate really all of the basic principles of feng shui, which is simply the ancient system of aesthetics. Mm-hmm. It's the laws of the wind and the water, and it incorporates all the elements of our earth into design, and that means wood, fire, earth, metal, and water, and different things can represent those different elements. But living in Los Angeles in the 90s, there were several feng shui masters that would come, and they would set up huge forums and the convention center, and we all kind of flocked there to learn about feng shui, and it became very hot and very trendy. And my basic feeling is feng shui is not a trend. It's simply a way of the world. It's the way of life. Yeah. When you walk into an environment, if you know that something feels really right and there's a good sense about it and it feels soothing to you and exciting to you and there's a flow of energy, it's not stagnant, it's not stuck, that's proper. Somebody has done proper feng shui.
That's right. I'm a realtor in Victoria, Deborah, also, and when you go in a home, you can definitely feel that, and I know you do staging as well, and it can be really important because you get a gut feeling as soon as you walk in, and that can be it as soon as that first 5 seconds that you feel it and you don't want to be in there, and that's part of that, that's just part of your being, right, that you'd have a wrong feel about that home.
Absolutely, and I have a handful of stories about that I've walked into the home with realtors and you want to turn around and run out. Mm-hmm. And it's because there's just all reflective shiny surfaces and nothing to break that up, or it's there's way too much chunky wood and nothing soft, there's no live plants, there's a whole bunch of different reasons why But and it's also it could be from the people that actually inhabited that space before. There could be bad energy that's collected through, you know, bad design, bad energy from the people, and it's important to clear all that clutter out when you're selling a home, you know, preparing it for sale. In fact, I just staged a home for sale 2 weeks ago up in Malibu, mm-hmm. and I'm preparing the new, my clients preparing their move for their new home, and their home was on the market for over a year, mm-hmm. and when I walked in the door, I went, now I know why. I mean, it was so obvious. There was nothing that was adult in the home. They had two toddlers, and it was all very juvenile, and everything was a big playpen, which was great for their lifestyle while they were, you know, raising the children. But I said, let's talk about selling this home mm-hmm. now. And we shifted things around. I brought some beautiful Kentia palms in. We did simple things like recovering a sofa, finished things off with lamps, and created defined space with rugs, because everything just kind of flowed into these grand yeah. rooms. Just kind of flow. They don't have defined space. So we defined space. We redid some of their furniture. We added plants. We put art on the walls, and it became an adult, beautiful place, and it sold within a week.
Wow.
And now we're moving them into their new home. So it's amazing how I also, before I start a staging or design project, I do simple things like opening up all the windows, running all the plumbing, you know, clearing all that energy through pipes, through running air through a room, lighting, making sure that the lighting is appropriate and things are beautifully lit. Lighting is a big part of feng shui. And
it's very huge, isn't it?
It's huge. Mm-hmm. It makes, you know, if you're in a home and the lighting makes you look sallow and green, who wants to be in there?
Forget about it.
We want to look like we were just pooped with a little powder puff.
I want that little halo like Barbara Walters gets around me. Or Doris Day.
Exactly.
Rose-colored
glasses. Right?
Yeah.
But anyway, it is really the, you know, going back to feng shui, it is really how we live. And, you know, our yoga culture nowadays, they embrace all of that. You know, they've really brought it more to contemporary, more to contemporary terms. And, you know, no one walks around now and says, oh, I've just feng shui'd my home. Mm-hmm. But what we do is I call it intuitive design. If, you know when you create a sense of flow and rhythm and energy and balance in your home.
And when it sells in a week, you know you've hit the mark. And you can do this also for, even if you're not staging, but you do not renovations, but makeovers on people's houses. So even using what they have to live a better life, even if not selling their home, you can do that as well. And I'm sure you do that with lots of properties.
Oh, with everybody. Yes, mm-hmm. yes, absolutely. Also, right now I'm doing a beach home out in New Jersey for a wonderful gal and her family out of New York City. And she found me through my website talking about energy and feng shui and all that. Mm-hmm. And we are doing her home through Skype. So I guess I'll most likely fly in for her installation. But she's very hands-on. She works with Red Book magazine mm-hmm. as ad manager, so she's very privy to, you know, great design. She knows what she loves. She's done her homework. She has all of her tear sheets. And so I'm helping her put together things for her home, incorporating what she has. We're shopping for some new pieces, and we're doing it through Skype.
So wow, that's so cool.
I told her, I said, you know, I guess I'm a design coach now.
That's so cool, Deborah.
Yeah,
you know, Skype is so amazing.
Well,
our daughter's in Europe right now, and we were talking over the phone. When I went to Europe back in the dinosaur days, you know, it was a big deal to call home long distance. It's like, oh, we're not dead by because it was long distance. Now you're on
right.
Skype. It's like, okay, I'm getting bored talking to you. So it's amazing what we can do.
Yeah, you're right there in the room, and it's free.
Oh, cool. Now, also, you've done a million projects, Deborah, old homes, new homes, all around the world. Tell us about a few of your projects and kind of what your favorite ones and what your style is. I know you like old and new, but what do you bring into that home?
You know, I guess my sense of style is just more, I don't want to say classic, but contemporary, modern, mixed with old and ancient. I resonate towards the old, beautiful artifacts in the world. I think they hold a vibration that is really, it feeds my soul. I also think it's important for the world to hang on to these artifacts. I love the old Asian pieces. I love India, Tibet, many, many of these pieces that, you know, these cultures have lived and prayed and honored life around them, and those are all imbued with this beautiful energy, and I love seeing them in a modern contemporary environment. So that is my personal style, mixing. I think the magic is in the mix.
That's like being a person too, Deborah, like at a certain age where you want to honor the past, but like yourself and how you look, you're a lovely looking lady, you stay current. So you don't want to live in the past.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't ever want my design to ever feel trapped in a particular era or a particular trend. I'm not a trendy person. Mm-hmm. But I do aim for that timeless good taste that keeps moving forward. And I can have a 1950s piece with a 17th century piece mixed with a modern sofa and with, you know, French and Tibetan living in the same environment. I think it's you know, if you love the piece, you'll find a home for it. Oftentimes I also purchase things like for my own home or for my clients that I don't know where it's going to go. Oftentimes I have no idea, but I know that that mirror has to live in that home. And so that is also an intuitive approach. But I have done anywhere from super contemporary homes to I love the old Spanish historic homes. I've done several renovations with historic Spanish properties and then put very modern furniture in them. So just because it's an old Spanish home doesn't mean that you have to do old, heavy, Spanish carved wood, you know, furnishings.
And if you want to get a hold of Deborah, your website, Deborah Dane Design, you can go on there and see before and after pictures and learn more about Deborah. I'm not sure if you've been to Vancouver Island, Deborah, but Victoria, our island is beautiful and we have some wonderful homes. So if people want to get a hold of you one more time, how would they do that, Deborah?
It's through www.deborahdanedesign.com, and my name is spelled D-E-B-O-R-A-H, and Dane is D-A-I-N-E. Deborah Dane. Oh, I'm sorry. It's deborahdane.com.
There you go. And if you also, you can email me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Deborah, it's been a pleasure talking to you and learning more about your life and your great design ideas, and I hope I hope we talk to you again soon. We'll see you in Malibu in October.
Yay, and thank you. It's been an honor and
a pleasure. My thanks to you. Have a great
day, Deborah. You too now. Bye-bye.
We'll be back with Andrea from Pisces.
Congratulations, Victoria. You're an award winner. CFAX 1070 has accepted the prestigious British Columbia Association of Broadcasters Award for Community Service. In December, our Miracle on Broad Street Radiothon raised over $254,000 for CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Now the BCAB has recognized how truly amazing and giving our listeners are. A sincere thank you from all of us at CFAX 1070.
Are you ready?
Yes. Tomorrow on E! Family night will never be the same. The Kardashian clan is reuniting for an all-new season.
What is wrong with you people?
And now, introducing the Eastwoods with a whole new family dynamic.
I have two kids at home and a husband who's not thrilled that I'm a band manager.
Don't miss E's biggest premiere night ever.
Say it again, baby.
E's one-hour season premiere of The Kardashians, followed by the series premiere of Mrs. Eastwood and Company. Tomorrow at a new time, 6 o'clock, only on E!
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Mostly clear skies, and we're up to 15 degrees in the city now. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds.
BC Ferries was forced to cancel several sailings between Victoria and Tsawwassen yesterday, and a few more have been canceled for today. The Queen of New Westminster had been added to the schedule to create extra sailings in anticipation of heavy long weekend traffic. Well, the vessel was pulled off of its route yesterday for repair work, which continues this morning.
Well, our engineering team has been working all night on the issue with the Queen of New Westminster, and unfortunately they haven't got the situation sorted out as yet.
BC Ferries spokesperson Deborah Marshall says the 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock this afternoon sailings from Victoria to Tsawwassen have been canceled. The noon sailing to Swartz Bay from the mainland has been canceled as well. Road access to Sombrio Beach has been blocked off this May-long weekend, part of an effort to prevent a large rave party. BC Parks says there's been an annual rave party going on at the beach over the May-long weekend, and Andy McDonald with BC Parks says there's been up to 600 people attending these parties.
Significant consumption of alcohol, drugs. There's been vandalism done to vehicles and also vandalism done to some of the natural values in the park. This type of behavior, these type of large gatherings, parties in a provincial park simply isn't acceptable.
BC Park says the beach will still be open to hikers. And a man who says he was sexually harassed by a Manitoba judge is asking for a publicly funded lawyer to represent him.
Alexander Chapman says ever since he came forward with his accusation, he has been unable to work and has suffered from stress. Chapman's complaint is the reason the Canadian Judicial Council is holding an inquiry into Lori Douglas, an associate chief justice in Manitoba. Her husband, Jack King, has admitted he took nude photos of her, gave them to Chapman, and asked Chapman to have sex with her. King says he acted without his wife's knowledge, but Chapman alleges Douglas was involved. Steve Lambert, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Savage residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize increases to $103, brought to you by BMW Victoria, newly located at 95 Esquimalt Road. And CFAX 1070 weather now, mainly sunny today, high of 17 degrees, a few clouds overnight, low of about 8, cloudy tomorrow with periods of rain starting early in the afternoon, high of 14 degrees for Sunday, and holiday Monday looks like rain all day with a high of 14 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here, Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. I have Judy Feinstein from SBC. Judy, that Deborah is quite something, huh?
Yeah, she was great.
Now, I know you're a busy woman because you got off the grid coming up in how many hours?
We're in the countdown, 6 days.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Very exciting.
Crazy. How do you find balance? You don't, right? Not until after the 25th?
Well, yeah, that's right. It's a little crazy right now, but things will quieten down after that. But it's kind of like planning a wedding. I mean, it's so exciting, and then in one day, that's it.
Oh,
but it's not. It's not really.
Then we can plan Festivus.
Absolutely.
And you know, maybe to help keep us in shape and in balance, we have Andrea Carey, who is Director of Operations Community Engagement from PICE, which is Pacific Institute for Sports Excellence. How are you, Andrea?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Now, I had a laugh. I was telling Judy on the way in. A suggested topic was barbecue butt, and I thought, I don't know what that one is, but I think I've had it, or I do have it.
Yeah, and I define that as we tend to go to a lot more social outings in the summer and pick away at the chip bowls and have a lot more drinks than we might typically have, so it tends to add up a little bit, and we forget that we need to balance that off.
And that's true. When those bowls are put in front of you, and you haven't even had dinner yet, it's really hard to kind of stay away from overeating all that, the chips and the cheesies and all that kind of summer food. I guess it's that old thing, willpower.
Yeah, partially willpower and partially good planning. So definitely think about bringing more veggies and choosing your drinks wisely, adding soda water to things, kind of diluting them a little bit. So making some smarter choices, I think, is the tagline I like to use.
And I guess also in the summertime, I know, Judy, we work out.
We do.
And we tend to, go on holidays or get off our kind of, summer, our school hours for doing our, you know, sometimes like we're not going to go do our exercise and stuff. How do we stay on track and find things that will maybe suit our lifestyle more in the summer?
Absolutely. And routine does kind of go out the window in the summer. So, I mean, some strategies are, you know, when you're going out with your family to do an activity, make it an active activity. Go to the beach and walk down the beach. Go for a hike. I did a CRD hike challenge a couple of years ago where we tried to hit all of the different CRD parks. And it's just a neat way to see your neighborhood and area that we live in, because we live in such a spectacular place. But you also get a good deal of exercise.
Yeah, and if you like, and if you have a dog too, I mean, there's so many great dog parks too that are out there nowadays.
Absolutely, yeah. Dogs are an awesome way to get in shape and stay in shape. And I actually have a girlfriend who's fairly inactive, and she's recently gotten a dog. And, you know, just from walking him three short, you know, kind of 10-minute walks a day, she's lost 10 pounds in a couple months. So
wow.
It works.
Yeah, I think people think you have to do crazy amounts of stuff, but really it's just being sort of more consistent.
Absolutely. It's being consistent and just doing it. So, you know, they recommend it is 30 minutes of activity a day, at least 5 days a week. And if you think about gardening and some lifestyle activities factored into that, whether it be taking out the garbage or vacuuming, like those things count. They may not be your most intense activity options, but they help.
Absolutely. Keeping moving. And Judy, you know, certain times in life we find we're getting a little, what do we call that, midlife bulge?
I guess we call it that, Pat.
And we can find different ways of, you know, wrapping it all in for events. But is that something that some people just have naturally because it's genetic as well, their body shape? And are there ways, I don't think you're ever going to get totally slim, but how do you deal with that kind of spare tire that you get, women and men?
Absolutely. And as we age, our metabolism slows down. It happens to everyone, but at different rates depending on your genetics. So some are more genetically gifted than
others. I hate them.
So, you know, you need to be really conscious of what your, how many calories you're eating per day and how you start to taper that back as your metabolism does slow down. So making smarter choices about more vegetables and fruits and some of those less high fat foods that we all know aren't good for us. And sugar is a big factor in our society. There's sugar in almost every processed food. So being aware and trying to eat foods that are more natural, whether it be meats and grains and veggies, and avoiding a lot of those processed options, and as well increasing our activity levels. So adding an extra 10 minutes to your walk, getting strength training in is a huge one, because we also, as we age, lose bone density and lose muscle mass. So by increasing some strength training activities, and those again can be lifestyle activities, we're able to start to combat that. So we just need to be smart and plan.
And you can even just have weights in your living room, couldn't you, and do 10 minutes here or there with your weights?
Absolutely. My husband pulls out his mat every morning and does push-ups and crunches and a couple other body weight exercises, and he doesn't go to the gym at all, but he's got good muscle definition, and, you know, that's his piece, and that's what keeps him in shape and helps him combat some of those issues.
There's not one right way. When we come back, Andrea, I want to talk about the summer programs you have going for kids and how else people in the public can come and use Pisces. Back in a minute with Andrea.
Adam Sterling here. Join us every weekday on CFAX 1070 as we take the day's most comprehensive look at news, sports, and weather, plus discuss and debate the issues every noon hour.
Adam Sterling and the Lunch Bunch on CFAX 1070.
Lads, lasses, put on your kilts and take a walk at the haggis.
The annual Peninsula Co-op Charity Golf Classic returns to Olympic View Golf Course June 1st. Play a fine day of golf, take aim at the hole-in-one contest, and help raise funds for the Victoria Epilepsy and Parkinson's Center. Last year, the tournament raised over $40,000.
Kilt up for the 20th annual Peninsula Co-op Charity Golf Classic.
Register today at peninsulacoop.com.
This is Mike Campbell. On Wednesday, May 30th, I'm going to do a workshop outlining the best strategy I know to reduce your risk when purchasing a stock and increasing the yield on stocks you own. For example, I'll show you how you can buy gold right now for $100 under the current market price. I'll demonstrate how you can double the yield on Canadian bank shares. I'm talking about the opportunities in selling put and call options, and my bet is after you hear about it, you'll say, why the hell didn't someone tell me about this before? For tickets, go to www.moneytalks.net.
You will discover a new lifestyle and retirement living at Highgate Lodge, a small, close-knit seniors community enjoying their favorite pastimes. We take over the chores so you have the time and energy to enjoy your interests. At Highgate, we provide transportation to medical and dental appointments. And just for fun, weekly excursions are planned. Highgate Lodge has so much to offer, including three meals a day. I'm Linda Bishop. I invite you to our home today. For a personal tour, call 472-0077. Come home to Highgate.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back in the studio. Judy Feinstein from SBC with her big event coming up off the grid. On the phone, we have Andrea Carey from PICE. And there's lots of programs at PICE, and people maybe don't know exactly what you can do as a public to get in there, but there are kids programs this summer, and the public is welcome there. Tell us about what you offer, Andrea.
Yeah, thank you. We have a whole range of community programs, and what we've tried to do with PICE is to really look at taking clients back to the basics of agility, balance, coordination, and then kind of rebuilding them. And we have a tagline that everyone's an athlete, and we came up with that when we first opened. And a lot of people found our facility intimidating because they thought it was only for our Olympic and Paralympic athletes to train at. And we've really tried to break down that stigma and say, no, it's open to everyone. We have opportunities and great programming for everyone. So we do offer a whole range. And our fitness programming, we have programs like boot camp and women on weights. And we have spin classes. And we just added an ergometer spin class, which is on a rowing machine. So there's lots of just fun activities as well as lots of sporting opportunities. And then in our kids programming, we do a whole range of summer camps, all sport related, teaching kids both the basics of movement skills so that they learn and have confidence to move through a variety of different movement patterns. And then we build on that and build them into sports skills so that they can go out and try a variety of different sports, which they get to sample within our programming.
And I saw on the website you have a lot of different things that you do, and people go out there. There's nutrition. There's also schooling. So if you wanted to get into a bachelor's program to do with or physical education?
Yeah, so we've partnered with Camosun College, and we do have outstanding education programs. There's five different program options, three diplomas and two degree programs, and they've been extremely well subscribed and just give a whole range of other opportunities for people who want to pursue a field that's, you know, physically active and sport-oriented.
And so if people want to learn more about PICE, how do they do that, Andrea?
They can visit our website at www.piseworld.com, or they can call us at 250-220-2510.
Well, thank you, Andrea, and make sure you give a call to them. You can kick that barbecue butt and get ahead of the season. Have a great day, Andrea.
Thanks so much, Patty.
You bet. Now, Judy, you got lots on the go, so I'm sure you have to make sure that you're staying well-fed and well-oiled because you have a huge event that's taken a year from the last one you did to organize, basically, and it's called Off the Grid.
That's right.
Now, YesBC, first of all, stands for what?
Youth for Environmental Stewardship. It's a nonprofit society registered in 2008.
I remember it well.
Yes.
And you have a website so people can learn lots, you know, if they go to the website, YesBC?
That's right, YesBC.ca. That's YesBC.ca.
And you've really grown over the years. I mean, it's been amazing to watch. You've worked so tirelessly, and you're in schools. You're also Al Gore trained with the
Climate Reality
Climate
Project.
Reality, and you're actually their Western rep now?
I'm the lead mentor for British Columbia, so doing
amazing.
Lots of presentations and recruiting new people to join the Climate Reality Project, yes.
And I think your approach is really great, Judy, because you're not trying to change the world. You're trying to make people aware and trying to get the youth to be part of that because they already are.
Absolutely. I think what's important is that we need to remember that youth are leading us into the future, and it's up to us to give them the support that they need to be able to do that.
I think it's amazing that you started this because, you know, I always say no more ideas, Judy, because you get an idea and you work really hard to achieve it. What keeps you fueled to doing this?
Well, you know, I consider myself very lucky to be at this stage of my life. I'm almost 56 next week. I'm doing what I feel I'm meant to do. I've had different careers in the past, but I'm very lucky to be doing something I'm passionate about. I care a lot about kids, and I think it's important that we listen to what's important to them, what they want in the future, and we need to hear that, and our decision makers need to hear that.
And also public speaking, I mean, you are great at giving presentations and, you know, it's kind of encompassed all of your skill sets into what you do with the SBC.
Well, I think it's a skill that's always developing. And, you know, I don't consider myself to be a great speaker at all, but I've worked at it. I've done lots of them and I've learned every time, you know, a little bit to do something a little bit differently.
And I think that's a great thing for the kids, too, is always do something that scares you a little bit.
We've got to be pushed out of our comfort zones
right?
a little bit.
Or else you'll never do anything. Mm-hmm. And a lot of your kids are doing that because you have some amazing students and partners who you have joined with in the community, but some amazing students that are really going to be leaders.
And that's where the inspiration comes from, really. It's amazing to see what these kids are passionate about and what they're capable of and what they want. They need to be given a chance. They need an opportunity to demonstrate and develop their leadership skills.
And so some of the schools that you're in, what kind of stuff do you do?
Well, YesBC does environmental leadership programming. So that includes things like environmental leadership training, workshops, assisting students in the projects that they're working on in their schools to help them, you know, sustainability projects. And there's amazing things going on in a lot of schools. And then more recently what's evolved is these events, and these are youth-driven, youth-led events. And we started last year with what's possibly the longest title of an event in history, YesBC Greater Victoria Youth Climate Action Summit and Off the Grid Music and Art Festival. It's become euphemistically known as Off the Grid, so usually that's just what we say. But it's a big deal.
And it's a two-part event, and you kind of you teach stuff, and then you capture the greater audience with music that kind of speaks to all ages.
That's right, and it's amazing to be able to marry up these passions of caring about sustainability and youth and leadership and with music. So, yes, our event is in one day, but it's in two parts.
And that day is going to be next Friday.
Friday, May 25th. And the first part of the day is a Youth Climate Action Summit at Royal Roads University. We are thrilled that Royal Roads University is welcoming us there. We'll have up to 200 high school students from about 15 different schools throughout the region. And they're coming for a day of workshops, inspirational speakers. And what's important is that they have driven and led the content and what's going on here. And they will be taking leadership roles in the workshops themselves. So we're pushing them out of their comfort zone. And these kids are amazing.
And you push them out of their comfort zone, but you've also been hands-on to making sure that the seminars, the things they're doing are, you know, right focus and kind of help them to know how to do that.
And
so you
coaching is required.
Coaching. Yeah,
and
exactly.
You don't just, you know, pick up from nowhere and do this. So yes, most definitely coaching. But the idea is to have the students take the leadership roles to
That's
the greatest
so cool.
extent.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about the event and how you can join in the fun.
Hi, it's Wendy from All Victoria Vacuums. Spring cleaning is upon us, and it's your vacuum that will be pulling the double shifts. If your machine isn't in top-notch shape, bring it in for a tune-up. Our technicians are the best. They'll give it a good cleaning, replace the belt and the bag, and you'll be good to go. Time for a new vacuum? We carry the best brands like Dyson, Electrolux, Nilfisk, Panasonic, Ricard, and Sebo. All Victoria Vacuums on Hillside at Cedar Hill for 34 years.
Come and celebrate the grand opening of the new End of the Roll. Find the largest selection of brand name flooring at exceptionally low prices. At End of the Roll, we offer high quality flooring styles that will transform the look of your home. Whether you need hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, tiles, or area rugs, we've got your floors covered. Hurry into the grand opening of End of the Roll today and see what the excitement is all about. Come see our new location on 601 Boleskine Road and on Millstream Road in Langford.
Sam, the roofing man.
Spring is sprung. Does your roof need done? Give Sam the Roofer a call, and one of Sam's roofing experts will come out and evaluate your roofing project. They're fully insured, and they guarantee a professional job. See Sam the Roofer in the Yellow Pages.
Sam, the roofing man.
Serving Victoria, the Peninsula, and the Western communities for over 50 years. Sam the Roofer, qualified professionals and an A-plus accredited member of the Better Business Bureau.
Fairway Market is proud to support transplant children and their families through the David Foster Foundation. Come into any Fairway location and enter to win one of 10 pairs of tickets to the David Foster Miracle Concert May 26th. Then shop for money savers like Australian beef, boneless, fresh grilling steak, just $4.98 a pound, $10.98 a kilogram. Get to know your neighborhood grocer. Fairway Market, proud to be local.
The Fairway, every day, Fairway Market.
We are back. I'm highlighting an event, which, of course, CTV Cool and CFAX are proud sponsors of, and that is Off the Grid. Judy Feinstein is here. And, Judy, this is a no-alcohol event, and it's going to be open to the public, the second part. But the first part of the day is the educational part, and it starts with a bike train, which sounds really cool.
Mm-hmm. The bike train is going to be students coming from throughout the region on our regional trails, Lochside Trail and Galloping Goose Trail. They got various meet-up points along the way, so they're going to be leaving early in the morning. Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 cyclists coming, and the bike train's going to be led by Dr. Rick Cool at Royal Roads, an awesome guy who rides his bike to work every day at Royal Roads from James Bay, and Seamus McGrath is also going to be leading the bike train. Seamus is the Olympian and director of Tour de Victoria.
Wow, that's really cool. And, of course, you have some great sponsors, including your venue, which is Fort Rod Hill National Historic Site, which is a wonderful place.
Yeah,
who are your other sponsors?
We do have amazing sponsors. And as I mentioned, Royal Roads has welcomed us. We have tremendous support from the Capital Regional District, from BC Hydro, from municipalities including Saanich and Oak Bay, Colwood, Langford, a lot of sponsors and a lot of collaborators and that are going to make this day an amazing day for the students. So when the bike train arrives, they'll come by Hatley Castle and come to the Muse Conference Center at Royal Roads, and the conference will start. So we're going to spend the first part of the day there, as I was telling you about, and presentations and speeches, and Robert Bateman's going to be there to deliver a keynote address. Elizabeth May is spending the day with us. Andrew Weaver is coming. Andrew from UVic, climatologist.
Our buddy Andrew.
That's right. So that day, and then student workshops, including on things like energy security and conservation, workshops on youth activism, our oceans and our water, food security, leadership and governance. And these workshops are being led by youth, the student groups from the different schools.
And they kind of get the payoff in the afternoon with sort of letting their hair down, because they get to go to a concert, which is, I don't even know how you got it there, but at Fort Rod Hill, which is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And what a setting for a concert.
Well, we're absolutely delighted that Parks Canada has welcomed us. So when the conference ends at Royal Roads, we will all move to Fort Rod Hill, either on bikes or guided eco hikes to get over there, or the Langford trolley. We'll move over to Fort Rod Hill National Historic Site. And we're delighted that Parks Canada has welcomed us there. It is a beautiful place.
My dad was a D&D firefighter, so we spent a lot of time, because he worked off of at Royal roads, and also we'd go to the base a lot, or the Fort Rod Hill. And a lot of people hadn't been out there in those days, and now they're finding it. But it's such a great area to go visit and take your family.
It is. And a lot of us, I think, took our kids there when we were young, you know, birthday parties and that sort of thing. But this is an amazing place to discover. And I was out there yesterday sort of taking a final look around, and it was absolutely stunning day and beautiful. And the site of the Fiskard Lighthouse and everything's just
And that's going to be 4 to 7. And then you've got different acts, different bands. There's also the Big Beaver there, which is hilarious, which is the big mascot, and you're going to have a picture. People can have a picture with the Big Beaver, which is part of the national park.
Yeah, we've got 5 bands coming, and these bands are relevant to youth. They have been voted on by the students, so the kids have decided who's going to come and play. We've got Mindle Beach Markets, which are an awesome group of young guys who've also developed an educational package around the health of our oceans and why we need to care about that. That's our headline act. We've got the Archers. They were 2011 BC's top teen band, and we've got 3 student bands. Including Fir Cone, there's Belmont students, Ad Hoc, there's students from Oak Bay High School, and Iron Slide, students from Glen Lyon and Oak Bay High School. So we got a great lineup of music and a few surprises, and lots of exhibitors, different environmental organizations. It's going to be
and there's
pretty
food
awesome.
There too, right?
Yes, there'll be food available for sale, food trucks, and
good
we
food.
Are going for a low-impact event and composting, recycling, and all that's being taken
and
care of.
And off-the-grid, it's actually being – our friend John Donnelly has a friend doing this too, and it's the bike.
That's
which
right.
Is
this is very cool. How are we off the grid? Well, we have bike power and solar power unit that's coming. So the sound stage will be powered up by people pedaling bikes. We're going to get our sponsors on there taking turns. And also the bike power will keep that beaver inflated.
Hello. Hey, so if people want to come to this event, how would they get involved? Like if they want to come to the concert, what time would they show up, parking-wise, trolleys?
Yeah,
how would they get there?
So the event starts at 4 o'clock. We encourage public transportation, and the trolley will go from the Western Exchange bus there down to Fort Rod Hill. We'll shuttle back and forth because it's a bit of a hill.
Oh, perfect.
And so, yeah, we welcome everybody. This is a family-friendly, all-ages, no-alcohol event.
And it's over by 7-ish, so it's a nice start and it's a nice evening, which I'm sure it's going to be for you.
It's going to be beautiful.
But you have
evening.
Tents as well, so there's no excuse not to come out. Because
oh, that's right. We're going rain or shine.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. And what are you looking forward to most, Judy? Not Saturday morning, I hope. You're looking forward to Friday night?
I'm looking forward to the whole thing. When I think about this bike train of kids coming into Royal Roads, it just almost gets me choked up. But everything, the music, and the whole day is going to be just great. And the kids are so excited.
And I think that's like Deborah was saying about when she does staging or she brings in pieces of the house. You keep current because you are accepting of young people and you're encouraging them. Sometimes as we get older, we do the opposite. And I think that's really a great thing to do, Judy, which is to be part of the youth and help them as opposed to trying to knock them down or, you know, say they're not as great. Because you've got, you know, there are great kids out there coming up the ranks. And
oh
we just
boy.
Have to help them and coach them and give them positive stuff to do.
That's right. They're leading us into the future, a sustainable future.
Great. Well, good luck with the event. I know it's going to be fabulous. TJ, thank you as always. Thanks to all my guests and you guys for listening. Have a great long weekend. Be careful out there. Get out there and enjoy.